Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday the 5th of December. Hope you're well. England through, big game against France on Saturday now. We'll cover that one on the day, but obviously got a good chance. The French have conceded in every game. England's front players, I think they can do anything. It's just how we handle at the back. I think it looked a little bit wobbly by the comments for about 20 minutes last night, and then they took control. If you'd played either of the advices yesterday, or they weren't really advices, just mentions, was the first half goal at England. I mean, it'd have been perfect for my little 1.5 and then cover the 0.5. And then over 1.5 at France. Would have worked out almost perfectly. 20, 27, 35. You'd got all your drips in, the goal on 44 minutes, remove any liability and sit there and wait for the second, which duly came. So far no shocks in the knockouts. I'm not sure we're going to see any today either. I can't see Brazil getting beat for certain by South Korea. But the Japan-Croatia game is up first. Japan, you know, rightly in this round, having beaten both Spain and Germany. I don't think anybody saw that coming when the draw was done. Sending the Germans home. They now come up against Croatia in the pre-match, in the pre-tournament. I said I wasn't sure about Croatia. They're getting older. But, you know, they've got through, put four goals past Canada, only conceded one goal. They're on a run, I think, is it nine? I think they're on a run of nine, I counted this morning, of games beat unbeaten. Both times they've got to the last 16, they've gone on to the quarterfinals. So it's not going to be an easy game for Japan. So I'm in Croatia, really. If you know, from what I'm reading about Lukaku, they're lucky to get through with Lukaku missing a load of chances. But I'm going to go for this one. I have got a bet advice, but I'm going to go for this to be the first knockout game to go to extra time penalties. We haven't had one yet. I think this is one that's going to be quite tight. Obviously, Japan are capable of beating anybody if they've beaten Spain and Germany. I think this is going to be a tight old game, low scoring affair, a 0-0, 1-1, go to extra time penalties, and maybe the Croats will prevail that way, but gives Japan a chance. I've not got a massive view either way, where I, you know, the first four I've sort of said Holland will win, Argentina will win, England will win, France will win. This one I do think could go either way. It will require Croatia to be, you know, the older senior players, Modric, Perisic, to be on the ball, and they can totally run a game between them, those two, if they are on the ball. But you know that the Japanese are going to give absolutely everything. I think for those of you watching, it might be quite a good little tactical affair, this one. So I'm going to go for this one to be a draw on 90 minutes, and someone will then go through on penalty. I say if it goes that far, I'm going to stab at Croatia, but it wouldn't surprise me to see Japan go throughout this tie either. And I am going again for a first half goal. You know, we get to much the same scenario as the game. These first half goals were the market, are only giving it like a 60% chance. 1.63 the first half goal. They're just games that I tend to I like, and I couldn't. So exactly the same, I'd probably do the you can either do 0.5 first half goal sort of 20 minutes in, or do the 1.5 a bit earlier and then cover it with 0.5 later, green up if you get a goal in the 1.5 market. Other than that, there's nothing else in the game, but that's how I would play that one this afternoon, Croatia-Japan, and then Brazil-South Korea. Obviously, South Koreans scored a last-minute goal to get through. Brazil tournament favourites, you know, most of the money in the event has been for Brazil. I can't see a shock, personally. I think, you know, South Korea got that last-minute goal. Was it against Portugal? Sonny's little lovely little pass. But I can't see Brazil being stopped to the semi-finals, even given that loss to Cameroon, which again was a last minute against a weakened side. So I don't think we're going to see any issues here. I've got nothing in the markets, as in price-wise. Brazil are 1.29, over 1.5, 1.26. Not stuff I want to get in. I guess if Brazil went one down, you might want to get involved, something like that. Lay in South Korea or back in Brazil then. But I do think Brazil will prevail relatively comfortably. So it'll be Brazil to go through, and then one of Croatia, Japan. That one, I think, is the game of interest for today. I think people want to watch Brazil just to see how they play. They do play attractive football normally, so probably watch people will want to watch that. But some of you are watching every game, you're nuts. But yeah, Croatia, Japan, first half goal. I think that might be the first one that we get a bit of extra play. And Brazil will see off South Korea comfortably. I've updated the ELO sheet for people, the Excel. I don't know, again, no idea whether people are using it or not. I'll just keep updating it, posting it in. Yeah, I think you're all nuts. All I posted, found the picture from the podcast last, whatever, Wednesday, Thursday. When my mate, I told the story of my mate saying that, why have I got a picture up of another bloke? I found the picture, posted it yesterday. No wonder you lot don't win at punting. Jesus Christ, some of the comments. God almighty, no wonder. It's no wonder. I don't know what you've got wrong with you, some of you. Anyway, have a lovely Monday. Enjoy the World Cup. I think what we got, is it two games today and then two games tomorrow? And then what are you going to do with yourselves? Because you won't know what to do because the old TV will stop, won't it? And it'll be, is there nothing then until Friday, isn't it? Something like that. So we've got two today, two tomorrow. Yeah, then Wednesday, Thursday off. You won't know what to do with yourselves. We've got full championship back at the weekend, proper football. I mean, no football's proper football these days, the way they roll around. There's a thing on, somebody showed me the other day actually, on players diving and rolling around. I'll see if I can dig it out and post it. It's incredible. But league football is back. Get this Qatari nonsense out of the way over the next couple of weeks. Christmas and then into the football. Right, all have a lovely week. I expect you're all getting ready for Christmas. Kids starting to break up. Christmas fairs, Christmas plays. Enjoy yourselves, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning to look at the couple of games that are being played tomorrow.